special music.
Yep, Web editor Laura Conaway has snuck into the studio to tell us what's happening on the blog. Laura?
Good morning.
Radio sweethearts?
Yeah, radio sweethearts. Well, one of the things that gets to happen in my job that I really like is I end up meeting a lot of listeners. And some of the listeners I've been getting to know lately are these people who run a new website called Radio Sweethearts. I just linked through to it on our blog. It started out with the idea that one NPR host is kind of sweet on another.
It's not Allison and me, although we are sweethearts.
She's good looking.
All right. This is Matthew Trisler. I'll let him tell you. Trisler, he's one half of Radio Sweethearts.
We were talking about On the Media one night and definitely thought it was pretty clear to us that Bob Garfield has a huge crush on Brooke Gladstone.
See? Public radio nerds.
There you go, right? Totally. You guys know the show On the Media, right?
Yeah, listen every week.
1 hour, once a week, the sausage of media, how it gets made. Here's a taste of Brooke Gladstone and Bob Garfield.
From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Well, how he said it just there did make me think he kind of likes
it. You hear the crush?
I'm Bob Garfield.
Just try it one more time.
I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
I think crush.
A little bit.
Yeah. So the question is, you know, does he have this crush? And in December, Matthew Trisler and his girlfriend, Carrie Crawford, took this question, where you take a question like that these days. They started a blog called Radio Sweethearts, and they just followed On the Media. And what you have to know about Matthew and Carrie is that they live apart. She's in Memphis. She just took a job there with the commercial appeal in the web department doing classifieds. He's still in school at Ball State back in Muncie, Indiana. But they get together as much as they can, and they work together on this blog long distance. Matthew was at Carrie's place last month when this miracle happened. Here's Carrie.
We were just kind of sitting around, and all of a sudden he gets this, like, really panicky look on his face, and it's like, Carrie. And I thought he broke something. I looked over, and he's pointing at his computer, and there's an email, like a comment on one of our recaps from Bob Garfield. We immediately started kind of panicking. There was lots of pointing at the computer and looking at each other and pointing at the computer and making high-pitched squeaking noises. And then we figured it had to be somebody messing with us.
I think it's really Bob Garfield.
Maybe.
What did he say?
He wrote to explain why Brooke Gladstone had been out. She'd been, well, you'll have to. I'll link through to it. Anyway, so the upshot of all this is they have a little conversation with Bob, but they're too starstruck to ask him if he actually does have a crush on Brooke Gladstone. So I asked Bob Garfield. And first of all, he pointed out that Radio Sweethearts has about 20 or 30 readers. I said, thank you. And then he told me, my relationship with Brooke is the love that dare not speak its name.
Oh.
So, whatever that means.
It's very cryptic.
And the thing about the Radio Sweethearts is that for them, it's not just that one show. Carrie says they basically have this kind of fan fiction for all kinds of different NPR personalities, like Carl Castle.
Carl Castle is like Hugh Hefner. He walks around in a smoking jacket all the time, followed by a bevy of, you know, public radio hotties. He's always reading the news from his, like, Barca lounger.
Ira Glass gets a backstory.
Ira Glass is really shy and, like, just kind of sits around. Terry Gross has a huge crush on Ira Glass. He always flirts with him, and he has no idea.
So,
oh, now I'm scared.
Oh, my gosh, all right. I love it. I asked them about, you know, Allison Stewart.
Oh, no.
She's like the fun one. She's the one that you would want to hang out with at a party. She's the one who would be like, hey, I've got a bunch of toilet paper in my car. Let's go roll the neighbors.
Rachel Martin?
She's the one with the eggs. See, you guys as a whole are like the group of kids in high school that were always getting into trouble and blaming it on other people. You guys are kind of like the website I worked for in college, always doing something that's getting busted by the, you know, journalism department.
That's
how does she know about the toilet paper in my Honda?
Well, these guys are super helpful to us. They sent us a picture from Memphis once. Matthew actually has the best song in the world today. He wants to be part of the show. He's getting ready to graduate from Ball State, and he kind of took the long route. I'll let him tell you.
Well, we're going into the last month of, like, my final senior year. I've had three so far. So, yeah, it's taken me forever to graduate, and finally, like, looking at an actual graduation date is kind of overwhelming and kind of fills me with a little bit of existential dread, I guess. You keep hearing that the economy is going into a slump and I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to find a job, or that I'm an English major, so what am I going to find a job in if I could find a job? If I can find a job, excuse me.
So Matthew is a writer, and it's what suits him. It's what he's born to do. Just listen to him take apart his best song.
It opens with, years ago, my heart was set to live. It's just a simple statement that, like, I was ready to start life years ago, and something came up, and it hasn't come yet. The bridge is, I've been built up and trusted, broke down and busted, but they'll get theirs, and we'll get ours if we can just hold on.
So I think he's holding on, and meanwhile...
My name is Matthew Trisler, and my best song in the world today is The Ballad of El Gudo by the band Big Star.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It's so hard in times like now to hold on. The guns that wait to be stuck by at my side is God.
That was Big Star's The Ballad of El Gudo from 1972, and that's the best song in the world, according to Matthew. Laura Conway edits our website and our blog at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, Laura. We'll link through to Matthew Trisler and Carrie Crawford's blog, Radio Sweethearts.
That's it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. Thanks for listening. I'm Allison Stewart. That's Rachel Martin. We're online at npr.org.